On another subject, a few weeks ago, I spoke with Daily Dot writer Fruzina Erdig about the phenomenon of reply girls, who have been driving YouTube users crazy with their barrage of nonsensical cleavage-bearing videos.
They reply to every popular video in a low-cut top, and they make sure that their breasts are in focus. And this means that the top of their heads are cut off. And they figured out that if they copy the tags on the video, that their video will appear on the right side of the screen at the very top, and people will click on them because they're showing their cleavage. They've been called whores and sluts, as well as idiots. You know, a stupid person wouldn't have been able to manipulate the algorithm the way that these women had.
A writer calling himself DMV from Brooklyn found the attacks on the reply girls troubling, writing, quote, "The larger issue remains the disproportionate response of angry YouTube users calling these women derogatory names, physically threatening them, and sharing their private information as retribution. That is worse than spam. The women are neither exploiting nor forcing, but doing what YouTube allows." C.T. Paul from Connecticut agreed, saying, quote, "Who are the bigger whores, these few women trying to make a buck, or Facebook and Google, who never saw a website that they didn't want to monetize?" But Adriana Langston from Long Beach, California, points out the reply girls are problematic even for people who don't watch their videos. She says, quote, "I have never seen any of these videos because I purposely avoided clicking on them. But these videos still intruded on my YouTube experience by crowding out animal-related videos that I might have actually wanted to see. Thus, some other person with a clever video of their cat riding the Roomba does not get a click from me because I never saw their video in the sidebar, and YouTube itself makes less money because I spend less time on the site." Spending less time on the site is exactly what YouTube is afraid of. A few weeks after we ran that story, we heard from YouTube, which wanted to let us and you know about changes it's making in its algorithm to make irrelevant videos less of an issue.